whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I am your host, Lita. This is episode 400. On Saturday, May the 23rd, 2026. Or if you're here in Aussie land or future land, it is Sunday the 24th. Welcome all. 400 episodes, I know, crazy. A lovely milestone for us to have reached that. So thank you for joining me today, those that are live in chat. Thank you. We've got Chris, Zep, Zaya. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate that. I'll come back to that. So what I've got is I thought we'd start off. So I had put out last show if anyone had some thoughts, you know, something that they wanted to share. And so I'll start with that. I did get a message from Rud, and I'm just going to read what he sent through. So we'll start with that one. So he goes, "Hi, Lita. Some of my highlights in WoW Challenges, not so much related to leveling because I am not that good, but each new journey gives a lot of fun. Some personal highlights, being invited for the show a few years ago, I was very excited, maybe too much, and very proud. Second one, I got the website running again after a year downtime. The raid setup was broken. Nowadays, I'm looking after the Linux system behind the scenes. Zaya is doing 95% of the work, and it is noticed, of course, but I'm doing more the background stuff. We have multiple hacking attempts a day, so I'm looking after the updates, security, and backups." And again, I just have to say, we are very, very fortunate to have both Zaya and Rud helping out as our code wardens. All of the work that they do is greatly appreciated. It obviously keeps the challenges as up to date as we can do it with the Blizzard APIs and all of that, as well as, you know, the technical stuff. So kudos once again to them. When Stone left and we basically handed over, we needed help. So previously, when we first started, Stone did all of that. And when he retired from doing WoW Challenges and doing the podcast, we were very fortunate that we have got people in our community that have been helping out. Once again, it's a big job. They probably say it's not that big, but I think it's a pretty big job. So so thank you, Rod, for sharing your thoughts on that. I was going to try something a little bit different and open up if anyone has got anything that they would like to share about either doing the challenges. And I mean, again, the challenges have been running for 10 years, 10 plus years. But if you've got anything that you would like to share, we can certainly jump into podcast waiting room, podcast voice. I can jump over there. I'm not in it at the moment because I didn't know if anyone wanted to say anything, and I'm not sure how everything will come through on stream. It's a little bit hard sometimes to test things when you're not live to see if things work. So this is kind of the we will see if it's going to do what I would like it to do. It might not, but yeah, if anyone wants to, I'm going to jump over here, and I don't know if it'll work. If you can, hopefully you can still hear me. Why did that start? Huh. Sometimes, until you actually do things don't trigger, and then all of a sudden things start up. That's weird. Okay, not sure why that's done that, but anyway. So I'll be in podcast voice, and I'll see again, like, if anyone's got something that they want to say on the show, then let me know. You can hop into podcast waiting room. Chris, if you can just keep an eye on that, because I think we've got that, because I know podcast voices is locked down to invite. So we'll see how it goes, but we'll see. We'll see if it works. It's either going to work or it's not. And if it doesn't work, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We try things. Sometimes we try things. And that, I must admit, that's one of the things that with doing the show, I am always learning. As much as when we first started, actually, let's go back. Let us go back a long, long time ago. Now, where did I put it? Is it going to? Is it going to? Are we not? Why are we not finding the file? I had everything set up yesterday, and now it's not finding the file. Bear with me. Because of course it's not going to find. I don't know why it's not finding the file. Oh, that just seems to be the way it is. All right, let's have a look. Open. Okay. Right, bear with me. That seems to be stock standard. So, when Stone and I started the show, we did, and I think we have, I've talked about this previous and or mentioned it, not really said much about it, but I have all of the videos from the previous, technically 400 shows, including episode zero, which was our test run that Stone and I did because we had Rogue Slayer come on the very first episode. So we had asked Carrie Stone's wife if she could be Rogue Slayer for us, just so we could test things. Because, you know, sometimes it's best to test things to see how things go. If you've got people that can help test things, and that's what we did. So this is the video. I pulled out the video. So let me see if it's going to be kind. All right. Can you guys hear that? Because Stone's talking. And this is where I don't know if you can hear that. I've just paused it. I'll play a bit more. Didn't hear anything. Okay. All right, bear with me. Anything? Nope, still nothing. Okay. All right. So, looks like it's not going to do what I want it to do. Okay, well, I don't know. I can't get it. Nothing. All right. So anyway, I was just going to play a little bit of, but this is the video from episode zero. And it's just us going through doing our practice run for episode one. So this is a video. This is how we started off. So let me just, so you can you can see the setup, if you remember that setup. And like I said, so Stone was always live at that stage. I was just the photo of my toon Lita. And then we had the guests. So for this one, we've got Carrie. But for the very first show, we had Rogue Slayer, which was great. And as we know, Rogue Slayer stopped playing well a little while ago. She's been busy doing real life stuff. So yeah, so we miss her being around, obviously. She was always a great competitor and supporter of the WoW Challengers. So yeah, it was good to start the show with Rogue Slayer. So this was our episode zero of the podcast. And this one's again, why? I don't know why all the files decided not to show up. I'm going to guess that you also can't hear that, but this was the first show. So this is the video from the first show of with Stone, myself, and Rogue Slayer being our very first our very first guest, which was awesome. I don't know. Wonder if, no, that won't work. Don't know why. I'll play it, but. I just told Stone that I was going to mute during the intro so I didn't sneeze. But I'm gonna guess that you guys can't hear that. But yeah. So I just wanted to relive back from where we first started, and obviously, you know, the setup, our setup's a little bit different nowadays. So yeah, but that was our first, that was episode one. So, again, I just wanted to share with, but I don't know why, of course, the audio is not coming in, except Zero, yes. So, yes, the website will take you to the video over on YouTube, which will have all the videos of each of the episodes, as well as taking to each episode that is on the website, which has got the audio and a bit of a blurb about each of the shows. And yeah, so 400, which is again, you know, a lovely milestone that I just wanted to commemorate, because without you guys being around and being here to support, thank you very much. Mrs. Rakguru, welcome. Thank you very much for your subscription. It's very kind of you. Subscribed 18 months. Wow, it's amazing. You would have to be second longest after Chris, I'm going to say. So yeah, but yeah, they were just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you guys. It certainly has been a journey. We've had a lot of guests over 400 episodes. I know guests have been a little bit lacking of late, and that's probably more due to like where I am in space, as well as trying to fix things, trying to get this audio stuff fixed without causing huge issues when having a guest on, if that makes sense. It's easier if it's just me and I'm not having to try and sort things out. Not to say we're not having guests in the future, but it still means that I need to work through trying to figure out why certain things aren't working. And it takes time. Like, I sit down and try and work through it for a bit, and then it gets a bit frustrating. So I'm sure we will get back to having guests eventually, but for the moment it's pretty much me. And anytime that you've got comments or something to share, then certainly please pop that in any of the socials, obviously Discord, Twitter, Facebook, you know, are some of the best places, or just email is always good if you've got stuff to share with myself and with the community. But we've been very fortunate with our community. So again, thank you to everyone that's here and that's popped in to give of some of your time to be here today, and each and every episode, it is greatly appreciated. Okay, now since that didn't work, what am I trying to do? I'll jump out of there. All right. Okay. Anything that I've missed? I'm just going to go on to go into the news. Again, I wasn't expecting this to be a very long show, but if you've got anything that you would like to share, please pop it in the chat and we'll get to that. News-wise, there wasn't a lot on Blizzard website. Like, we're in between patches coming out. There's not really a whole lot challenger-wise to talk about. We've just had a patch. They're sharing information about the next patch. Again, it feels like this turnover of new content is constant. It feels very, what's the word? Constant, I guess that's probably been, like, it feels like there's no let up. It's like they've got their program and things are coming out like boom, boom, boom. And I still feel like I'm playing catch up. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it. But a lot of it, even just normal versus, and I'm not even talking challenger, I'm just talking normal tune-wise, it feels very much like there is a lot of stuff. And one, it's overwhelming. Two, or I find, because there is a lot going on, it becomes very overwhelming. And doesn't seem like that we get a break. Sometimes I feel like it'd be good just to have a break so I can take, like, that I can feel like I can jump over and dedicate some time to my other tunes, including challenger tunes. I don't know. What do you guys think? I would be, it just feels very much like there is always something happening. There's new stuff coming out all the time. And I feel like it's on that cycle, that treadmill of I'm not catching up, if that makes sense. So, Chris says, it's been a pleasure to be here this long for the journey. Thank you, Chris. Greatly appreciate having you, our mods, Zaya, around. Stir, I'm sure Stir's probably busy with the kitties, the pussycats. Yeah, it's appreciate, again, our team with our mobs and our mods and our code wardens doing, you know, just being here when people can, and I appreciate it a lot. So hang on, where is it? Where did I put it? Is it gonna work? Yay! Something worked! Yay! It's big heart to you all, so thank you guys. Thank you. Okay, what else have we got? Zaya says, you're saying, been a guest a few times. First time in 2016. Was that the first time? Really? Wow. We had a lot of, like, when I was looking back through the videos and looking back through the database of who we've had, who's been on. Like, we have obviously had, there's been a lot of guests over the years. A lot of those have certainly just been supporters of the challenges, friends through, you know, podcast channels, other podcasters, people that would just support the show that played WoW but weren't necessarily challenge players themselves. Plus then we've had a lot of challenge players come on the show over the time. You know, when people have become firsts in, you know, becoming, you know, when Lysanne became a first back in, what would that have been, 20, might have been about 2016, 2017, I'd have to have a look at the dates. Lysanne was on just after he'd hit max, first Iron Man back in, was that MOP? Anyway, it's like a long time ago. So we've been very thankful to, you know, that we've had lots of supporters and thank you around the place. Chris says, lol, this is what happens when we complain about not enough content. That is true. I know some people are probably like, you know, there's not enough to do and can play the game to the degree of getting through all the current stuff and possibly also having time to play alts, as well as, you know, dealing with life or whatever that is. So, and there's others that just can't. Anyway, that would be this little, you know, quacking duck over here. That would be that. All right. Welcome to Veno Lover. How are you doing? We're doing well. Thank you. I'm not sure who you are, but thank you for popping in. Chris. Okay, I've got the Iron Chris. 100 bits. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you for that. Zaya says, so many stuff to do. Don't have any time for my alt. I would beg to disagree on that one. Because I know you just dinged recently becoming our first Midnight Tin Man champion. So that is her Zaya Rally dinged. When was that? Earlier during the week, I think, becoming our first Midnight Tin Man champion. Obviously, tins, we don't do write-ups for tins and allied races and all of that. But if I look, where is it? No, it's not in that one. Just bear with me. Where's my Midnight max levels? So currently we have got a total of 8 max levels through Iron. We've got Irons, Pacifists, Green Man, Working Man, and Tin Man. And Zaya, you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 8. 5 out of 8 of our top irons. So iron, 1 iron, 1 passy, 1 green, 1 working, and 1 tin. One of each except blood yet, yeah. So, well, again, well done. I don't know how you do it. It's amazing. So, plus looking after, like, checking on the coding and all that. And And you're playing mental blank. You're playing classic. Doing classic as well. What are you, 48 in classic? I think. I'd have to have a look. So yeah. Which is amazing. So thank you for all the time that you do. Almost 49. Yeah. Well done. I play my cheer, but my cheer's not working. Apparently. Like, I can hear it, but apparently you guys can't. So, Stream Deck, I thought I had fixed it, but obviously not. So, back to the drawing board. But anyway. All right. Let's have a look. So, is there anything anyone else wants to mention about the episodes, about the podcast, about the content of WoW at the moment? Any thoughts, let me know, pop it down in chat. But that was pretty much the, like, I looked on Blizzard.com, and there's not much there. So I figured that we'd probably be chatting. So if I've missed anything, then I've missed it. Have they given a date for what's the next one? 12.0.7? Oh, Chris, that's very kind. Really appreciate all you do. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. Thank you. Zaya, classic mop sure brings a lot of nostalgia. My first Iron Champion was a Pandaren during that expansion. Oh, that is, yeah. That's cool. Chris says, They have a guess, I believe, but not been announced as far as I know yet. Okay, all right. So we know that it's what's supposed to be hitting June, July. I had a feeling it might have been July. I might be off, but also, apologies. Cheers, everybody. I forgot to raise our glasses to the chat. Thank you very much. I have got a mocker in my blood type is coffee mug. One of my favorite mugs. So cheers to you all. And again, thank you for all of your support over the years. To you all. Thank you. June 16th, you believe. Okay. All right. So we're possibly three weeks away, maybe four. Again, I thought it was July. It was probably more my wishful thinking that it was July, because content, again, just seems like it's like bum 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 bum. Chris is saying, aha, it was announced 2 hours ago. Wowhead has it up. All right. They have... where's my Wowhead? Let's have a look. All right. I know we've got raids coming. Um, large experience buffs for quests in patch 12.0.7. That was a few hours ago, actually. I might throw this in. I'll have to properly read it. But that's Wowhead. What are they saying? As we've continued to explore the 12.0.7 PTR, we've discovered some big changes to experience gained from certain quests and activities. While Blizzard did mention that they would be increasing quest experience significantly, we've found that some sources have been increased by up to 8 times their original values. Okay, that's concerning. The Blizzard post. Blizzard quests significantly increase the amount of experience earned from completing the following types of midnight quests. First time delves. Okay, well, delves aren't in it. Midnight dungeon quests. Prey and weekly renown activities. So the only thing that may impact really on a challenge soon might be the weekly renown activities. So, okay, it might not be as bad as I thought for the challenges. However, I guess we'll wait and see. Delves and prey and such, yeah. And again, if you're taking one, delves aren't allowed. Dungeons aren't allowed, obviously, unless you're doing a team. And even then, you need to have a full team to go into do the dungeons. Prey, I mean, I don't think it'd be doable on any of the challenges. You could probably do it, but I think you'd end up more dead due to the prey that you're chasing. They hit hard. I was doing one in Eversong and I can't remember who it was. It was one of the, I'm gonna say wizard, but I don't think wizard's the right name for it. One of the blood elves that I was tracking, he hit like a ton of bricks. So if you're doing something like that on a challenge tune, I don't think you're going to be surviving that. The prey can be, they're a bit brutal. Fun on a normal tune, but on a challenge tune, they definitely going to be brutal. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. What else did they have? Seems to be the main, there's not really a lot of other stuff that I can see. We'll just go with that for news at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on it. Obviously, there'll be more information released in the next couple weeks. So we'll see how all that plays out. All right. Well, let's do the state of the challenges. We've had quite a few people leveling once again, which is fantastic to see. So, let's start with irons. We've got 10 irons. We've got Talcio, level 14. At number 9, Pink Man at level 24. 8 is Iron Maggie at level 24, RIP. 7 is Iron Timber at level 26. And number 6 for this week was Iron Sub at level 26. 5 is Jedi Chucky Great name. Level 27, RIP. Oh, no. Number 4 is Estiliana at level 32. 3 is Lizana at level 35. 2 is Kirk Harris at level 62. And number 1 this week is Oopsie at level 80. Bloods. We had 7 Bloods this week. Wow, that's fantastic. At number 7, we've got Ashri at level 14. 6 is Blood War at level 16. 5, Lina at level 17. 4, Bloody Timber at level 20. 3 is Zaya Busa at level 30. 2 is Bloody Orc. Might be Bloody Orc at level 34. And number 1 is Thirst at level 84. That's exciting. Pacifist. We had 4 pacifists this week. Fantastic. So at number 4, we had Pacifista at level 16. Number 3 is Zimya at level 18. 2 is Passy Torren at level 56. And number 1 was Shonlaf at level 80. There was no working men this week. However, we did have 3 greens. So at number 3 this week, we've got Keltora at level 52. Number 2 is Stoutburn at level 80. And number 1 was Furykicious at level 80 as well. Some high levels this week. Tins, we had 2 tins. At number 2, we had Dayton at level 20. And of course, Zaya Rally at level 90. So a congratulations to Zaya once again on his 5th max level, midnight max level champion. Well done, Zaya. There were no teams this week. However, for Iron Classic Mop, our top 6. We had 6 this week. And number 6, Felisten at level 12. 5 was Mage List at level 16. 4 is Okota, level 22. 3 was Lista, level 38, RIP. 2 is Zyren at level 48. Well done, Zyren. He said he's nearly 49, so well done. And number 1 was Listen at level 62, however, RIP. And I can't remember. Did Listen put down how we lost the tune? Bear with me. I know he mentioned it. Classic. Listen just died at 62, combination of a tight situation and sudden disconnect. Damn. RIP. Well done, Listen, though. 62. I'm sure he's probably re-rolled. Or given some time, he will. I'm sure he will. Okay, what have we got in chat? Let me have a look. Let me go back. Okay, let me go back. Chris says, read it wrong. They expect it June 16th. Too much multitasking and not enough sleep. It's okay, darling. Thank you. Derbs and Prey. Chris says, good names, RIP too quickly. There is some of these names. Jedi, what was it? Jedi Chucky. I wonder if that was a gnome or a goblin. it would just make sense. I don't know. Just to me, it would make sense. I can't remember. I'd have to have a look at the I'd have to have a look at the list. It'd tell me what it is. What else we got? Mrs. Rock Guru says, yep, been working on my iron passy tin and working all on the boards. Fantastic. Well done, Mrs. Rock Guru. You go, girl. You go. You got this. You got this. Getting up to the levels I've never been at before. Level 61 iron, level 80 passy. It's exciting. Deep breath, deep breaths. Take it slow, take it easy. Sometimes I think, I know for me, sometimes if I think about it too much, that would also be a detriment. So, you know, sometimes it's all about, you know, do you just continue on playing the way that you started off playing, which was probably just going into it and enjoying and just over here, play over here, do this quest, do that. But the higher up you go, you start to think a bit more about, if I do this, what is the consequence? Because obviously the consequences become higher with if you lose that tune. So yeah, be interesting. See how it goes. But deep breaths before you play. Take a deep breath. If you're not feeling it, log yourself out. You know, sometimes it's better to, if you're not feeling in the mood to play or to do that zone. We're very fortunate with the game that there are a lot of zones that we can choose from and that you can jump around, that you can jump around and take your tune to and be selective of what quest you want to do. Obviously not for Bloods. Bloods, you just want to get out there and kill shit. But there are also lots of zones that you could just find yourself a good patch of mobs to grind through. So I think we've definitely got that bonus as opposed to when we first started, you know, 10 plus years ago. We've got a lot more variety and can be a lot more, you know, picky choosy as to what we want to do and where we want to take our tunes. Though the higher we get, sometimes we are second guessing ourselves, which can be a good thing. But I know I can sometimes find myself not necessarily a good thing. Okay, what else have we got? In Discord. What's in Discord? Oh, was that listen? Putting the info. Yep, cool. Got it. All right. I think my working man dinged after the cutoff. Oh, from the, it'll probably show on the next one, maybe. So, it's working where to go for XP on my passy at level 80. Zaya says, what I did is passy safe quests in Midnight Zones, along with professions. Mrs. Rock Guru is asking, how does a passy get into the Midnight Zones? Zaya says, if you finish the campaign on a tune, so obviously you'd do that on a normal tune, not your challenge tune, the portal is open for all other tunes on the account. And that's the only way that you can do it. So sometimes if it means just taking the time, you know, because we've got so much that is account wide now, which, look, is a double-edged sword, really. There is good factors about it, but certainly when it comes to doing things like challenges, it does make things a bit more complicated, but at the same stage also maybe a bit easier than where we first started off Iron Man as being. So, you know, if you haven't done that, Mrs. Rockguru, maybe invest some time into looking at maybe getting the campaign done, so that will allow you to focus on getting the Passy to the new Silver Moon, which could then open up, you know, those profession quests and allowing you to, there would be some quests and some dailies that you could probably do. Don't forget the guys have documentation over on the forums for Passy Safe quests, etc. What else have we got? Mrs. Rockguru says, yeah, still working on the campaign. Got one toon at level 86 and another at 87. No, you're getting there. Fantastic. Chris says, the campaign quests were so good. Oh, the campaign. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how many times I cried through some of those campaign ones, but damn. There was one that had me... I was a mess for a while after I did it. Some of those, yeah, they were good. Like, it hit right in the heart, which obviously is what they want. But oh, there was some big reactions to some of the things that that happened. Camping quest, yeah, a side quest stories are amazing. They are. That was surprising on some of the side quest stuff that you do, that you're thinking, what are we doing? And then the more that you do it, there's that tie-in that it's kind of like, oh, it's developed story for that tune and what's happening and how they're perceiving all of these things. So it's, I think it's been a really good lore so far, lore-wise, as in questing and storyline. I have really enjoyed Midnight so far. All right. Zaya says, also, after you finish the campaign, you can skip the intro and all zones will scale from 80 to 90. Okay. Mrs. Rocker replies and says, yeah, hoping that would be the case. Zaya says, and world quests will be open too. Mrs. Rock Guru says, they have really worked on the storytelling in this expansion. I love the Arator storyline. Oh. Yeah, there was a lot within that whole storyline, not just his, but everything pertaining. There were some real good twists too, which has been interesting. That's all I say. If you haven't got up to it, it's, yeah, there's been some stuff that's just has made me sit here and just be like, like, what? What is going on? So, yeah, I've really been enjoying expansion of Midnight so far. And when I feel the need to go and chill, and as much as I do still love to go over to Negrand, I still go back to Negrand, and hop on my island and chill for a bit. Pitfit, and I did that last week, I think. We went for a little journey and sat for a little while and looked at the moons. It was lovely. However, in Silver Moon, there is the place. And I do like to go to that place, that room, and do the petting and pet all the animals that are there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, once you get to Silver Moon, go find it. I don't even think it's actually got, like, it's not called like the inn or anything like that. I don't think there's any signs on it. It's like this big room that has got a lot of pets, little animals, little baby animals that you can pet. And it's very cute and it's very therapeutic. I enjoy it. So yeah. All right. Well, that's going off on a tangent from our State of the Challenges. But again, well done to everyone leveling. You can see that the people have been very busy, which is fantastic. And again, that we have got, one max level with Zaya's tin this week, which is fantastic. Commiserations, we lost a few. I'm going to say a handful, but I'm not really sure if it was quite a handful. But commiserations to all those that we did lose. Horde side or the everyone side? It would be everyone's side. I think it's somewhere near Murder Row. That might help. I'll have to check exactly where it is, but I know it's like near, like either on the edge of Murder Row or near Murder Row. And it'll be up. Chris might have a better, it's like not on the bottom floor. It'll be up. It's up one level. For the pet room. For all the little pets. It is very cute. It's like, it's a favorite. I love it. It's good therapy. Second floor near Murder Row, yes. It is fantastic, Mrs. Rockguru, absolutely. The changes they have made, it is huge. It is huge, yes. There is a lot, and I still get lost because there is, what is there like, four? It feels like there's like four levels. Actually, it might even be more, because if you think of where you go, if you're doing the prey and you have to go down underneath, that kind of feels like that's about a good one to two levels under. So yeah, Silver Moon's got many layers to it now. Which is, yeah, fantastic. Mrs. Rockguru says, I have to force myself to ground mount around the city rather than just flying, as you miss out on the whole vibe. I get it. I completely get it. But it is huge now, isn't it? It's just, there's a lot going on, for sure. Okay, has anyone got any jokes that they want to share? Pop it in the chat now. I found one that I thought was kind of cute. It's not really, I was trying to find something celebration-wise. But there weren't, I didn't find anything very exciting. However, I did find this one, which I thought was cute. So, I once asked an alpaca for a favor. It was a no problema. I thought it was cute. No problema. yes. What do we got? Chris says, Zep, D, and I did the whole campaign on ground mounts. Mrs. Rutger is saying, now they just need to do that to Exodar. I was watching Krendor do a... He's been doing some ranking videos. You know, the last one that I just watched yesterday was like the starting zones. But he did expansions, and he did, what was the one that he was talking about? Zones. There was one, it was like nearly, I think, like an hour long, that it was zones, like what to rank, as in if you'd live there, if it was a livable, you'd live there or you wouldn't, or, and I know he had mentioned Exodar as being a place that it definitely needs a revamp, but I don't know if they will do that. I mean, there's many places. Again, we have got many zones, many places within. It would be nice to see more of them being reused, like what they've done with Silvermoon and Eversong Woods, and over into, you know, Zolomon and all of that, which is great. I don't think we always need new zones per se. I like the fact that the new ones that we've got with Voidstorm and I never know how to pronounce it, the Haradinia or however we say it, is nice that we've got portals that like take us. We don't have like a massive area like, you know, Broken Shores or Outlands or all that kind of thing. Harandar. Thank you. I've just always looked at it as being one of those words that I'm like, my brain's not computing. Can't wait to see what they do with Northrend. No. No, I kind of don't want them to change Northrend. It's a bit... Like, I have such great... I love Northrend the way it is. I will admit that. I do quite enjoy it. It's a bit like when Cataclysm hit. And I still... They need to fix, like, Barons. Because it's been a long time, and I think that over the years, that wouldn't be there now. So, I guess we'll wait and see, but we are very lucky that we do have, Old One will still be there too. We do have those options. We have got many zones. It's crazy. Which is great. Good for our challenge tunes. Again, to be picky choosy with where we want to go. So, spoilt for choice. That's it. That's the saying. Thank you. All right. Well, look. I think that's all I've got to share with you guys. Again, thank you so much to Mrs. Rock Guru for the resub. appreciate that. Thank you, Chris, for the bits. All of our subs through, whether it's through Twitch, through Patreon, etc., becoming an Iron Elite, it goes towards paying for a website. So the website is wowchallenges.com. That's where we've got all of our rules, news, the shows, all of the bits and pieces, all the work that Zaya and Rod do, in particularly behind the scenes with not only the coding but website stuff. Thank you to both of them. They're fantastic. So thank you guys for all of that. Appreciate it. Spoilt for Choice, show title. Yeah, we'll go with that. That's a good one. I don't think we'll spoil for Choice. I'm putting it in. Locked in. Lock it in, Eddie. Done. Got it. All right. Well, on that note, I'll be back in 2 weeks. We will continue doing the show every 2 weeks. We do it every fortnight. So we'll be back on Saturday, June the 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll be in June then. Where is this year going, guys? Where is it going? It's going far too fast. So we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Don't forget, if you've got anything that you want to share, if you've got any screenshots that you want to share when you're taking them around the place, that you'd like for me to have for the intro and outro, I've pretty much got it. I did go for a fly around and took more screenshots. I haven't added them in. There's so many good shots. I just keep lining up trying to get really cool, interesting looking shots. It's great. Great fun. Again, we want to check out the website, wowchallenges.com. Thank you again to the wonderful mods, our code wardens, and for you guys just hanging out today and over the past 399 episodes and this one. So thank you very much for your support. As always, it is greatly appreciated. All right, well, please stay safe both in and out of game, and I will catch you back here June 6th. All right, let's try playing the outro and we'll see what happens. All right, bye guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.